Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone went super viral with me a few days ago with his analysis on the executive order where they can clearly come in and claim foreign interference with no evidence and then not certify President Trump. And who would do that? It would be Kamala Harris over her own election. And there's more coming out on that. But Roger, you know, the Brett Baird thing is amazing. She totally melted down. The left spun it as a victory. They do that in every case. You know, they said Biden was a super genius when he couldn't even talk until suddenly he needed to be, you know, removed via the 25th Amendment. So she fell on her face. They're incredible clips. They're very entertaining. They're very disgusting. When she's all over the place saying, I want to fund prisoners, including convicted murderers and rapists, having their penises cut off, and including breast implants at some prisons. They do up to like $100,000 of crap on these insane lunatic men that they put in women's prisons where they rape and impregnate women. I mean, sure, it's a strong issue to show how crazy they are, how out of control they are. But compared to an executive order Biden updated and then directed against the American people for lethal force and troops on the streets and taking over society, while they say Trump's planning that, and while they say civil war conditions if Trump wins, I mean, we've already had a coup. They already installed her and whoever's loading the teleprompter, obviously Obama and that whole clique, you're an expert on that branch of the deep state, and there's different factions, obviously. So that's another question for you that I want to ask. You study them. You know the names. You know who's actually calling the shots. I know as well. One reason we got targeted is you and I, you more than I, were telling Trump early on who was good, who was bad. We got a lot of them thrown out. Like Fiona Hill, they had 60 Minutes shows about you and I, how mean we were, lying about her. She doesn't even know George Soros. She doesn't know what globalism is. She was just on the board of his Open Society Foundation and the head of theglobalist.com. But Trump's a new guy. He's got the intel. He knows how to drain the swamp with the key people he puts in. But they are literally pre-programming all this. We've already had a coup. And to me, that's the central issue. It's starting to get some traction. Also, the 325,000 missing kids she brought in and them stopping the DNA testing to cover the tracks, many of them in slave labor, many in sex slavery. That's another big issue I hope Trump goes all in on, not just mentioning the missing kids, but pledging to find them and prosecute those that have been abusing them. That's a big, huge issue for him, you know, the next level of the border and something that unifies everybody. And then calling her out. I know you talk to Trump all the time, calling her out for, you know, being part of the administration, preparing the military to kill Americans, which we know the military doesn't want to do. Trump's got to get on that. And then again, the fact that she was appointed, not elected as the nominee. I mean, those are the big enchiladas. Instead, they turn it around and claim what they're doing, Trump's doing. I mean, I'm not mad at Trump, but I don't understand why he's responding to stupid attacks and stuff and responding to a movie about, you know, you and him, which I haven't seen yet. You told me you saw it. I know you advised Trump not to watch it, but he's still talking about it. I mean, it's just crazy, Roger. It's just, and look, I love Trump, and he's doing a great job. His energy is incredible. So I'm not a Monday morning quarterback. I'm not a backseat driver, but holy Toledo, Roger. They're getting ready, obviously, for martial law.
Alex, look, on some of that, you're not wrong. On the other hand, the election's not tomorrow. So I really do think you're absolutely right. I think he needs to counter message this preparation for the violence that they have planned. He needs to be saying right now, no, they are the ones who are planning violence against the American people. I have no disagreement with that. It's very interesting. If you saw him at the Chicago Economic Club, he actually thought he was going there to give a speech. He didn't really realize he was going there for an inquisition, which really made his performance all the more impressive. I mean, he had a incredibly hostile and pompous a moderator, a known never Trumper. I think it was one of his best performances ever. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the president needs to start identifying in advance what they have planned, because they're being very, very clear about it. I don't think the strident nature of Kamala's rhetoric and her insisting on recycling the same lies? No, she said, I never said it shouldn't be a crime to come in the country legally. Of course she did. She said she didn't want to defund the police. She did want to defund the police. So he's got to continue to call her out on her lies. One that I just continue to find kind of almost amusing. Yes, the chief of staff, who he canned for incompetence and for his constant efforts to dilute the president's agenda and his refusal to follow the orders of the commander in chief, he says Trump is unfit. His national security advisor, who used to go out and get drunk and say, I'm the only thing standing between us and World War III. I've got to stop Trump. Yeah, that guy says Trump is unfit. Mike Pence, the vice president, who bought somebody else's legal analysis of the Electoral College vote when it was, by every lawyer I've talked to that I respect, at a minimum, an open question as to what his authority was when it came to the certification of electors. And we had the precedent of John F. Kennedy in 1960, who filed alternative electors in Hawaii. Fortunately, he did, because when they finished counting all the votes, he actually had one, and those alternative electors became the electors. By the way, I hate to tell the people of the New Republic this. There is no such thing as a fake elector. That is a term made up by the talking heads at MSNBC. I'm not a lawyer, but even I can read. The Electoral College Act allows for alternative electors, particularly when there's a pending lawsuit involved. They continue to say there was no fraud in the last election. 62 legal cases denied it. No, 62 legal cases were never heard. They were all dismissed on the basis of standing or some other technical issue. So they continue to promulgate the same lies. Why? Polling's not good for them, Alex, despite the fact that I think most people don't realize that. Trump is being massively, massively outspent on media, particularly digital media. He's being outspent on cable. He's being outspent on broadcast. He's really being outspent on digital media. And it's not working. If it were working, then this race would not be moving directionally to Trump. And even the latest polls this morning continue to show that.
Roger, I'm going to go back to the point I keep hammering. And everything you say is incredibly important. But they're like side dishes to the main steak on the table. The Democrats are like a tree full of parrots saying violence, civil unrest, martial law, civil war conditions, Kamala, Biden, all of them worried about violence. Trump's going to be violent. The FBI, memos. They are telegraphing their move in 18 days. And as I said again, this is an emergency, Roger. We are not seeing any response from the campaign to get ahead of this. They are framing Trump and his supporters, and God knows you and I are right on the top of the list, for something that will make January 6th look like a cakewalk. So I want to get back into that, and I want to get into the Fox interview that you've been talking about.
Look, Alex, I don't disagree with you. Let's see what the campaign says tomorrow. Let's see what they say over the next couple of days. Trump is certainly working hard. They would give the impression that, you know, his health is bad. You keep saying he's in bad health. No, he's in excellent health. They keep saying that he's unfit, that he's unhinged. He's neither one of those things. Actually, I think he's in the best shape of his life. He's lost.
He's doing 10 interviews a day. The guy is I'm 50 and in pretty good shape, and I love to talk. I can't do 10 hours a day like him every day. The guy is a frickin' machine.
No, his energy level is extraordinary. And by the way, just when he called me, it was 1 o'clock in the morning and we were both still working. Tells you something right there. So, look, I think that he has hit his stride here on the campaign. He's not going to let up. I don't disagree with you on terms of the messaging. I do think he needs to begin to prepare people to understand that they are the ones planning violence. They are the ones who intend to use the government, the military, the police to shut down those who might ask a legitimate question. You know, right here in Florida, it's a felony to ask an election board official the same question twice. Yeah, that's absurd. But that's our new state law.
Roger, let's start getting into some of these clips. And but before we do that, I can tell people, unless they back out, I don't think they will, Trump reportedly is going to be in Austin next week to go on Joe Rogan. Rogan's policy is he's not going to interview just one of them. So the Trump interview is still hinging on her committing. And that would be the next week. And so talking about that, if she got pulled off the stage 25 minutes into the Bret Baier interview yesterday, and it's on video, and then Baier talked about how, we'll play the clips in a moment, literally they're all waving their arms, screaming, it's over, it's over, it's over. Like when they end those press conferences, you hear them screaming at the media. They were in panic mode. They sure didn't think she did a good job, though they spun it later that it was the greatest thing, you know, since Moses parted the Red Sea. And why? They've got to be really desperate if they're going to go on Rogan, because I hate to even say this on air, but all I do is tell the truth, so I give out inside baseball. They're nuts if she goes on there. He's going to let her talk, and she's going to make a complete fool out of herself.
Well, look, it's no surprise to you, Alex, that I'm not the biggest Rogan fan, but I will say this. Joe Rogan's not going to let himself be treated the way Bret Baier was just treated on Fox. Not a chance in the world. Not a chance in the world. And she doesn't want to answer questions. She wants to talk over the host and keep spewing this constant hate. Trump is dividing us. Trump is dividing us.
Oh, I would love to see her do that with Rogan.
Oh, I'd like to see her try it. It would be very entertaining. Very entertaining. Look, I just watched a terrific interview with President Trump with Patrick Bet-David. You're absolutely right. He totally understands, and you knew this probably earlier than most, the value of alternative.